which takes me back to the grocery store. Child is on his back, kicking and screaming. The mother is now yelling at me, slowly converting other people to her side. I had to reply with the only obvious observation I could make, which was, come on, lady, it's already crying. Just hit it! Call his bluff! She wouldn't do it, ladies and gentlemen. She wouldn't do it. So I had to step up. I had to step up, and I did so without any forward motion whatsoever. Merely a retraction of the fist. I might have leaned in a little bit with the left shoulder. Maybe some sound effects, too. A little bit of a, right? Holding that fist up, right? And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, he shut the hell up. It was awesome. It was like the little bastard took back sound. The pool of tears that had formed on his chest evaporated instantly. The two tears that were making their way down his cheek straight back up into his eyeball. It was beautiful. The people of the grocery store had spoken. And they were happy. We were all happy. Except for the mother. She was angry. A bit angry, she accosted me with her words. But her eyes, they said thank you. They did, they said thank you, man. And this is what made me realize, maybe she wanted to discipline her child in public, but she couldn't do it because there's too many busybodies. Too many busybodies looking to dub her in, you know? Because we can't, we're all watching each other this day and age, aren't we? Signs and warnings everywhere, right? I was at a lake recently, and there was a sign that said, please don't drive your car into the lake. At first, I was mad at whoever had driven their car into the lake to ruin it for me, because I like going through life knowing someday I might drive a car into a lake. Nobody's warned me about it. I spent some time angry at this person, but then I came to the revelation, no, I should be more angry at the body of 20 people that had a meeting and decided we better put up a sign before this becomes an epidemic. It's getting ridiculous, isn't it? Warnings on cigarette packets are just nasty to us now. We're gonna have warnings on everything soon. You know, prescription drugs are just gonna come with a picture of Michael Jackson on the side. It's happening with everything else. I'm sure it's going to happen with beer soon, you know? Somebody's going to have one too many beers, go home, hit his wife with a shovel or something, call a lawyer, and the lawyer's going to go, well, let's blame it on the alcohol. That'll make sense. It has nothing to do with your previous violence tendencies. And then we're going to have to warning on beer bottles, you know, just like a picture of a wife. A couple of black eyes on her. A little warning, this could happen to her. I've got a softer version of that, Jeff. How about just a warning, a picture of a hooker leaning into a car. And the warning will say, warning, children raised by alcoholics give strangers their candy for free.